You ever ask the question, you know, why me? You ever been in a situation where you just look up to the heavens and you say, why me? Or what did I do to deserve this? And that phrase, you know, can be used in different ways. It can be used in a negative way and a positive way. Maybe something, some bad news comes along your way. There's a diagnosis. There's a hardship. You're struck with some rotten luck. You're a Green Bay Packers fan, or maybe you just have been betrayed by a friend. You might say, what did I do to deserve this? Or it could be good news. It could be that you won the lottery, or you came across some unexpected kindness or blessings or love, and you could be, what did I do to deserve this? And it's good news. The shepherds in this Christmas passage experience kind of both inflections. First, when the angel appears to the shepherds, they're struck with fear. They're terrified. The angel comes with the full weight of God's glory behind him. And he comes to these shepherds, these lowly people out in the fields, and they're terrified. And they're afraid because when it comes down to it, sinners can't stand under the weight of God's glory and of God's holiness. God's glory, it exposes every flaw. It exposes every sin, every shortcoming, every negative thing about us. It magnifies it. We can't stand under it. Have you ever taken a magnifying glass on a sunny day and shined it and got it to focus down on an ant and burned an ant? You know, all little boys do this at some point. Burn ants on the ground with a magnifying glass. That's what God's glory is like to the shepherds. It zeroes in on them and they burn under it. We can't stand before God's glory. And if the shepherds were to ask, what did I do to deserve this? The answer is, well, I did everything to deserve this. I'm a sinner. I can't stand under God's judgment. I have done everything to deserve exactly what God would do to me and for me in judgment. I deserve everything that God would give me. The shepherds, they are terrified and they can't stand under God's weighted glory. But the angel has, of course, good news for them. And many times, if not almost every time, an angel shows up on the scene, the very first thing they have to tell people is, don't be afraid. Fear not, for I bring you good news of great joy. For to you this day is born a Savior in the city of David, who is Christ the Lord. The angel has nothing but good news for these lowly shepherds. They're words of comfort, and they're words of comfort because it is all about Jesus, their Savior. The angel's word to the shepherds creates faith because it is all good news. It's a good news message. And so in faith, they go to see what God in his mercy has now revealed to them, made known to them. So these shepherds, they travel and they find the little manger. And in faith then, they can't help but share what the angel has told them to Mary and to Joseph and to whoever else is surrounded around the manger. They can't help but sharing the good news that God, who owes them nothing, has suddenly given them everything. And then in faith, upon leaving the manger, they go back to their fields surrounded by sheep, and they can't help but continue to worship and to praise and to give glory to God. And if they were to ask again, what did we do to deserve this? The answer is Nothing. Nothing. They did nothing to deserve this Savior born in a manger. And the quite simple message for us this morning is that we are like the shepherds. We know two things simultaneously. We know that we deserve nothing but God's judgment, God's terror, that we should be afraid before the Lord. In that case, we don't deserve anything but judgment. But at the same time, we know also that we don't deserve what God does give us, which is Jesus Christ, a Savior born to you this day in the city of David. God, in His mercy and His grace, gives you nothing and everything at the very same time. This is the joy of Christmas for us this morning. That we don't have to stand in fear before the Lord God Almighty because of Jesus born and died for us. Let us pray.